the parables. The second vision which he saw, the vision of wisdom, which Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, saw. And this is the beginning of the words of wisdom, which I lifted up my voice to speak and say to those which dwell on earth. Hear, ye men of old time, and see, ye that come after, the words of the holy, which I will speak before the Lord of spirits. It were better to declare them only to the men of old time, but even from those that come after, we will not withhold the beginning of wisdom. Till the present day, such wisdom has never been given by the Lord of spirits, as I have received according to my insight, according to the good pleasure of the Lord of spirits, by whom the lot of eternal life has been given to me. Now three parables were imparted to me, and I lifted up my voice and recounted them to those that dwell on the earth. The first parable, the coming judgment of the wicked. The first parable, when the congregation of the righteous shall appear, and sinners shall be judged for their sins, and shall be driven from the face of the earth. And when the righteous one shall appear before the eyes of the righteous, whose elect works hang upon the Lord of spirits, and light shall appear to the righteous, and the elect who dwell on the earth, where then will be the dwelling of the sinners. And where the resting place of those who have denied the Lord of spirits? It had been good for them if they had not been born at all. When the secrets of the righteous shall be revealed, and the sinners judged, and the godless driven from the presence of the righteous and elect, from that time those that possess the earth shall no longer be powerful and exalted, and they shall not be able to behold the face of the holy. For the Lord of spirits has caused his light to appear on the face of the holy, righteous and elect. Then shall the kings and the mighty perish, and be given into the hands of the righteous and holy. And thenceforward none shall seek for themselves mercy from the Lord of spirits, for their life is at an end. The abode of the righteous and the elect one, the praise of the blessed. And it shall come to pass in those days that elect and holy children will descend from the high heaven, and their seed will become one with the children of men. And in those days Enoch received books of seal and wrath, and books of disquiet and expulsion. And mercy shall not be accorded to them, saith the Lord of spirits. And in those days a whirlwind carried me off from the earth, and set me down at the end of the heavens. And there I saw another vision, the dwelling place of the holy, and the resting place of the righteous. Here mine eyes saw their dwellings with his righteous angels, and their resting place with the holy. And they petitioned and interceded and prayed for the children of men, and righteousness flowed before them as water, and mercy like dew upon the earth. Thus it is among them forever and ever. And in that place mine eyes saw the elect one of righteousness and of faith. And I saw his dwelling place under the wings of the Lord of spirits. And righteousness shall prevail in his days, and the righteous and elect shall be without number before him for ever and ever. And all the righteous and elect before him shall be strong as fiery lights, and their mouths shall be full of blessings, and their lips extol the name of the Lord of spirits. And righteousness before him shall never fail, and uprightness shall never fail before him. There I wished to dwell, and my spirit longeth for that dwelling place, and there heretofore hath been my portion. For so has it been established concerning me before the Lord of spirits. In those days I praised and extolled the name of the Lord of spirits with blessings and praises, because he hath destined me for blessing and glory according to the good pleasure of the Lord of spirits. For a long time my eyes regarded that place, and I blessed him and praised him, saying, Blessed is he, and may he be blessed from the beginning and forevermore, and before him there is no ceasing. He knows before the world was created what is forever and what will be from generation unto generation. Those who sleep, not bless thee. They stand before the glory and bless, praise and extol, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of spirits. He filled the earth with spirits. And here my eyes saw all those who sleep not. They stand before him and bless and say, Blessed be thou, and blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever. And my face was changed, for I could no longer behold. The four archangels. And after that I saw thousands of thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. I saw a multitude beyond number and reckoning, who stood before the Lord of spirits. And on the four sides of the Lord of spirits I saw four presences, different from those that sleep not, and I learned their names. For the angels that went with me made known to me their names, and showed me all the hidden things. And I heard the voices of those four presences, as they uttered praise before the Lord of glory. The first voice blessed the Lord of spirits forever and ever. And the second voice I heard blessing the elect one, and the elect ones who hang upon the Lord of spirits. And the third voice I heard, Pray and intercede for those who dwell on the earth, and supplicate in the name of the Lord of spirits. And I heard the fourth voice fending off the Satans and forbidding them to come before the Lord of spirits to accuse them who dwell on the earth. After that I asked the angel of peace who went with me, who showed me everything that is hidden, Who are these four presences which I have seen, and whose words I have heard and written down? And he said to me, This first one is Michael, the merciful and long-suffering, and the second, who is set over all the diseases and all the wounds of the children of men, is Raphael, and the third, who is set over all the powers, is Gabriel, and the fourth, who is set over the repentance unto hope of those who inherit eternal life, is named Phanuel. And these are the four angels of the Lord of spirits, and the four voices I heard in those days. Astronomical secrets. And after that I saw all the secrets of the heavens, and how the kingdom is divided, and how the actions of men are weighed in the balances. And there I saw the mansions of the elect, and the mansions of the holy. And mine eyes saw there all the sinners being driven from thence which deny the name of the Lord of spirits, and being dragged off, and they could not abide, because of the punishment which proceeds from the Lord of spirits. And there mine eyes saw the secrets of the lightning and of the thunder, and the secrets of the winds, how they are divided to blow over the earth, and the secrets of the cloud and dew. And there I saw from whence they proceed in that place, and from whence they saturate the dusty earth. And there I saw closed chambers out of which the winds are divided, the chamber of the hail and winds, and chamber of